Absolute Power. He gripped the steering wheel loosely as the car, its lights out, drifted slowly to a stop. He felt last scraps of gravel kicked out of the tire treads, and then silence enveloped him. He took a moment to adjust to the surroundings and then pulled out a pair of worn but still effective night vision binoculars. The house slowly came into focus. He shifted easily, confidently in his seat. A duffel bag lay on the front seat beside him. The car's interior was faded but clean. The car was also stolen, and from a very unlikely source. A pair of miniature palm trees hung from the rearview mirror. He smiled grimly as he looked at them. Soon he might be going to the land of palms. Quiet, blue, see-through water, powdery salmon-colored sunsets and late mornings. He had to get out. It was time. For all the occasions he had said that to himself, this time he felt sure. 66 years old, Luther Whitney was eligible to collect Social Security and was a card-carrying member of AARP. At that age, most men had settled down into second careers as grandfathers, part-time raisers of their children's children when weary joints were eased down into familiar recliners and arteries finished closing up with the clutter of a lifetime. Luther had had only one career his entire life. It involved breaking and entering into other people's homes and places of business, usually in the nighttime as now, and taking away as much of their property as he could feasibly carry. Though clearly on the wrong side of the law, Luther had never fired a gun or hurled a knife in anger or fear, except for his part in a largely confusing war fought where South and North Korea were joined at the hip. And the only punches he had ever thrown were in bars, and those only in self-defense, as the suds made men braver than they should have been. Luther only had one criterion in choosing his targets. He took only from those who could well afford to lose it. He considered himself no different from the armies of people who routinely coddled the wealthy, constantly persuading them to buy things they did not need. A good many of his 60-odd years had been spent in assorted medium and then maximum security correctional facilities along the East Coast. Like blocks of granite around his neck, three prior felony convictions stood to his credit in three different states. Years had been carved out of his life. Important years. But he could do nothing to change that now.